continue our study of the Pachad Yitzchok, the Mamorim on Hanukkah. And in preparation for Hanukkah, hopefully, if we cover one Mimer each week for the next 6 weeks, it's getting closer to 5 weeks now, we'll have covered a major chunk of this Sefer, which is called Pachad Yitzchok on Hanukkah. In this Mimer, we're going to focus on comparing the Nusach of Hanukkah to the Nusach of Purim in the Al HaNisim. There's a halacha of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Bechol Yom V'Yom, Tein Lo Me'ein Berchosov, which means that in our tefillos, in our Shmon Esrei, we should reflect something about the special nature of the day on those days in the Hebrew calendar year that have special mitzvos and our special chagim, our special holidays, and we commemorate Nisim. The Chazal established a matbea, a special nusach, which is added to the tefillos. In the cases of both Hanukkah and Purim, we have what's called the Al HaNisim, and we want to begin our analysis of Hanukkah by reading carefully the Al HaNisim for Hanukkah and comparing it to the Al HaNisim for Purim. Of course, the opening paragraph, Al HaNisim, Al HaNiflos, Al HaChuos, Al Melchomash, Al Sisal, Al Seinim, by Yemim, that's common to both Hanukkah and Purim. And then we divide up into two. In the case of Purim, if you look at the last line, you know, the Chasima, we could call it the closing of the Al HaNisim, we see Tolisa Homan Al HaEitz, testimony in the Al HaNisim about the miracles that occurred and we commemorate on Purim terminates with the destruction of our enemy of Haman. And basically what that means is that you could define the Al HaNisim of Purim as a transmission of the story itself. The history is a piece of history, and we speak about the Gzeirah of Haman and the fact that at the end of the day, through God's divine intervention, we were able to destroy our enemy, Vitalisas Haman Aleitz. So Al HaNisim of Purim equals Sipur, just telling the stories, the facts, the Uvdos. There's no mention in the Al HaNisim that Chazal established the holiday of Purim. There's no indication in the Al HaNisim why they did so. It's just retelling the story itself. But in contrast, if we look at the matbea, the nusach of Al HaNisim of Hanukkah, and we get down to the bottom, we fast forward to the last line, the nusach has something very different than we find in Purim. It doesn't just end up with a Sipur Hamaisa, we're telling the story, Hidliku Neros Bechatzros Kodshecha, which would be the complete miracle when a small amount of oil lasted for the full 8 days. But rather, there's an extra addition, which reflects on the Kvius, the establishment of the holiday, which we call Hanukkah, and the relationship between the name of the holiday, which is Hanukkah, and the miracle that transpired. And here's the last line in the Matbe and the Nusach of Al HaNisim of Hanukkah. V'kavu Shmonas Yimei Hanukkah Elu. Chazal established these 8 days, and they are called by the name Hanukkah, after we've discussed the fact that, and we've mentioned in the past, that these were days in which the Chashmonaim came in, and they got rid of all the Tumah of the Yevonim and replaced it with Tara, with purification. There was a Chanukah Samizbeach. And then in Al HaNisim we say, Lahodos Ulahalel L'Shimcha HaGadol. Not only do we mention that Chazal established these 8 days as Chanukah, but also we define the nature of these days, the nature of the Chag of Hanukkah, what is its goal and what is its obligation. And these were established as days for the purpose of Lahodos Ulahalel. So let's raise two questions here. One, why is it that in Hanukkah, the Matbea, the Chachomim felt compelled to add something about the Kvius of this Chag? Whereas in Purim, they did not. Why is it, in other words, that in Purim, Sipur HaUvda is enough, whereas in case of Chanukah, we get this extra line about the fact that the days of Chanukah are called by that name, which reflects on the Ness, and they were established as days of Hodos Ulahalel, Hodah and Halel. Second question is, what is the difference between Lahodos and Lahalel? So let's first focus our attention on the first question and try to justify the difference, the sharp distinction here between the Alanisim of Purim and the Alanisim of Chanukah. In the case of Purim, I think the answer is pretty straightforward and pretty simple. Since the obligation on a particular singular day in the Hebrew calendar year to add something to tefillah is based on the Hazkara, the halacha of Mazkirin HaMa'ora Shalayom, we have to mention what took place on that day and what is the nature of that day, and we do this in both tefillah and in Birkas HaMazon, it makes sense that we tell the story. Telling the story of Purim in a very short abridged form is a fulfillment of the obligation, which is well defined as Haskar Sama'ora. But in Chanukah, in contrast, besides, again, above and beyond the obligation of Haskar Sama'ora to mention the historical event of that day, there's an additional obligation of Hodah al Hanes. We don't find this in Purim. Any expression of Hodah Anes might be according to one man the other through the reading of the Megillah, but it would not be fair to define and formulate the essence of the obligation of Purim as a day of Hodah. But in the case of Chanukah, I mean, just open up the Rambam, and the Rambam says that these days were established as days of Hodah. And that's really a reflection of the Brice itself, of my Chanukah and Shabbos, in Perek Bamei Madlikin. So in Chanukah, we have a Chiyuv Hodah, and that's the essential obligation of this holiday. Chanukah equals Hodah. That the Hodah is not just an accident, it's not just coincidental. The Hodah, the Chiyuv Hodah, reflects the essence of Chanukah. That's what Chanukah is. And therefore, that's going to be included in the Nusach of the Alanisim of Chanukah. We have to make a declaration in our tefillos that we are now fulfilling through this Alanisim the Chovas Hayom, the obligation of this day, namely Hodah. So we say, V'kavu Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Lahodos Lahalel. Lahodos means that they were koveya these days as Hodah. And that's what we're doing here in Alanisim. So the last line is not just added to notify us that indeed the Chazal stood up and they established through this Takana the 8 days of Chanukah and they called it by that name. It's more than that. It is really, shedding a light retroactively on everything that we've been doing here in this Alanisim. We are fulfilling the essence of Chanukah. Alanisim is not just a universal halach of Hazkaras HaMa'ora. That it is as well. And we're going to tell the story of the Chashmonaim in the Alanisim, as we did tell the story of Haman and his downfall in Purim, in the Alanisim of Purim. But here, we are now, through the Alanisim, fulfilling on Chanukah an additional obligation, namely the Hodah that is generated by Chanukah itself. In Purim, we don't find the specific Chovas Hodah. You know, when you list all the mitzvahs of Purim, and you can talk about Matanos Levyonim, and you can talk about Mishloach Manos and Suda and Kriyas HaMegillah, many, many different Chiyuvim on Purim. But on the list, we don't find Hodah. Although the Gemara says again, why wasn't Hallel established on Purim? But that's Hallel. And the Gemara indeed says that there is no Hallel on Purim. Either because the miracle is incomplete, we're still Akati Avdi Dachashverosh, maybe the Megillah is a fulfillment of Hallel, whatever it might be. But the Chiyuv Hodah, and we'll soon see what the word Hodah means, it has a very specific pinpoint definition, that Chiyuv Hodah is unique to Chanukah, and is fulfilled, at least to some extent, if not totally, by the recitation of Alanisim. We use the tefillah as a tool, as a framework within which we fulfill the chovas Chanukah, the obligation that was established by the Chacham that defines the very essence of this day as a holiday. So the Nusach of Al HaNisim in the case of Chanukah is not just Me'ein HaMa'ora, it's not just retelling the story, but it goes beyond that, and it's a kium, it's an implementation of our obligation that is essential to this very day, because the day of Chanukah engenders a Chovas Hodah. And that's what we're doing in Al HaNisim. Now, by way of introduction, and Bli Neder will get back to this later in Pachad Yitzchak, Hodah classically is translated as thanksgiving, to express gratitude to Hashem. We're going to see that the word Hodah in Lashon Kodesh has another meaning to it. And indeed, as far as the Chiyuv Hodah of Chanukah, there are going to be two dimensions that are engendered in the Chiyuv Hodah, and we'll see them in the word Hodah. But first, before we get to that, let's discuss what we could call the Shrushim, the roots of the victory and the salvation of Knesset Yisrael that is commemorated by Chanukah. All the Shrushim that, if you want to go back to the roots, the original roots of what occurred to Klal Yisrael, to Tarm Chanukah, or for that matter, what occurs to Klal Yisrael throughout its long history, those roots are to be found in the Avos. These are the parshas that we've been reading, and we have a principle called Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. The principle of Maisa Avos Simon Labanim means a lot more than simply a code that will foretell the future. Meaning, let's decipher the code and figure out what's going to happen down the line in Jewish history. It's not just the revelation of Jewish history for the future. It's more than that. Maisa Avos Simon Labanim means that what happens to the Avos and the actions of the Avos will determine the future of Klal Yisrael. Because the Avos are the Shroshim, they're the roots. And the tree is going to grow from its roots, and it's going to produce fruit. These are the generations of Klal Yisrael that are all related to the roots, to the Shroshim, which are the Avos. And we're not talking about something biological right now, a lineage. What we're talking about is the actions of the Avos and the impact of those actions as they create and set down the roots, the foundations of Knesset Yisrael as a Goy Kadosh, the Am Segula. If you look in Bereishis Rabbah, in Parashah in Zion, you will see that according to the Chachamim in the Medrash, the concept of Gzeiras Hashmad, which is going to plague the Jewish people throughout its history, meaning when a nation stands up and attacks and tries to undermine our religion, and they will not tolerate our religious observance, they will institute decrees that will force the Jews to give up on their, abandon their religious practices. Where is the Shoresh in the Avos? Where is the Maisa Avos Simon Labanim that establishes throughout Jewish history the success, if you will, the victory of Klal Yisrael against its persecutors, against its enemies who institute Gzeiros Shmad to try to undermine the Jewish religion? The Rabbah, the Bereishis Rabbah, says that the Maisa Avos is written in the confrontation of Yaakov Avinu with Sorrow Shel Esav. Vayeyavek Ish Imo. Those are the three key words. Yaakov does battle throughout the darkness of the night with this faceless foe, with this enemy that attacks him. Now, let's ask the following question. The premise, the underlying principle of this Medrash about Vayeyavek Ish Imo needs some understanding. because Klal Yisrael fought many battles. And not only that, our Avos also in their lifetime fought many battles. Yaakov Avinu himself faced a number of different enemies who challenged him. Esav, Lavan, Lavan Bikesh Lakar Sakol Chazal say, tried to destroy Yaakov Avinu. And yet, of all these different experiences that the Avos had, confrontations, Yitzchak had confrontations with the Plishtim, and Avram Avinu had many confrontations in his life, Milchamos, etc. Of all of them, and there was a wide range of choices here, Chazal in this Medrash pinpoint one single event, one particular confrontation, and in this case, in the life of Yaakov Avinu, Vayavek Ish Imo. And this Vayavek Ish Imo, which is the, as we said, Maisov Asimon Labonim, it's the Simon for the Xeros of Shmad throughout generations, for those enemies of ours who decree and persecute our religion, us religiously. This is attributed, in other words, in Shrushim, in Maisov Asimon Labonim, Dafka, to the struggle, called the wrestling match, if you will, of Vayavek Ish Imo of Yaakov with this individual. There is a sefer called Darchei HaAvoda, which is authored by Rabbi Yisrael Salant as part of his Igeres HaMusar, and in this wonderful work called Igeres HaMusar, it is explained by Rabbi Yisrael that every individual in his life, within the context of his service of Hashem, faces two different types of battles, two classes of confrontations. One confrontation he defines as Midos versus Das. In the case of Midos, we're talking about temptations and the desire of man to satiate his appetite, shall we say immediately, we call Chaisha, he wants pleasure now. Whereas Das, on the other side of the extreme, is the power of machshava within a person to think about the future. Now, don't just focus on the now, you know, get your kick now, immediately, enjoy the world and get a high urgently, but rather, you know, there's more to think about over here, there's das. Says Rabbi Yisrael, but there's a second kind of battle, and that's not so much the battle within a person between his different desires that he has to balance, but rather two forces that cannot be seen in nature, and those are Kedusha and Tumah. That's already a whole new battle. The first battle is a natural battle, and we find this within our lives in many situations. It has nothing to do, it cannot be defined, shall we say, as a unique Darchei Avodas Hashem battle. There's always an issue, and this is the nature of man. The Midos will pull man towards immediate pleasure, whereas the Das, which is the thought process, the intellect, make calculations about the future. So he who wants to eat up his food now, or eat up his money now, and enjoy it in this way or that way, that's going to cost him down the line. The Chacham, the Bar Das, he realizes that this is not a good idea. And he realizes that we have to save certain pleasures and certain foods or whatever it might be for the future. Let's prepare for the future. So that's a natural battle which you'll see straight across, you know, human nature, maybe even the animals suffer from this. But then we have the second category, which Rabbi Yisrael describes as the battle between Kochos HaKedusha and Kochos HaTumah. That's not something you see with the naked eye. It's not something that really reflects nature. in nature we don't find neither Kedusha nor Tumah. Neither of these two concepts exist in nature. It's not like the case of Midos and Deos, which reflect the human psyche. Now we're talking about a battle between Kodesh or Tahar and Tomei. Well, that's not something you can see with the naked eye. These forces of Kedusha and Tumah do not exist in the natural universe. Now, if this is every individual's twofold battlefield, then let's apply the same kind of yardstick and framework to Klal Yisrael as a collective entity. Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, also has two classes, two types of battles, and monim and barriers, ma'akvim, that pull the klal and prevent them from moving forward to get closer to Hashem and to be dedicated to His mitzvos. On the one hand, the umos ha'olam, the nations of the world who have a different ethos than we do and surround us and influence us in society, they make it very difficult within the framework of our natural powers and propensities to dedicate ourselves as a nation to Chaye Olam, to a world of eternity, but rather there's a certain process of pitui. The society, the non-Jewish society, in a sense, seduces us, allures us into Chai Shah, as if to say, eat, drink, and be merry now, enjoy life immediately. So in a sense, that battle about desires is, and Chai Shah versus Chai Olam, that battle is really a mirror image reflecting the individual battle, the natural battle between Midos and Das. But Knesset Yisrael has another type of battle with its enemies. And here it's a battle over Kedusha and Tumah. The enemies of the Jewish people try to prevent us and put barriers in our way of achieving ruchnius, of spirituality, of kedusha, but rather they try to be ma'oret, to awaken within the Jewish people spiritual powers of tumah. At this stage, the enemies are not trying to entice us on a level of physical pleasures, hedonistic pleasures. They're not putting food and delicacies in our mouth that aren't kosher. But rather, they're trying to destroy Kedusha. And this second category, the battle of Knesset Yisrael as Kedusha against the nations of Tumah, is what's called in Halacha Gzeira Shmat. It means that the nations now play the role of setting down pitfalls and barriers that will prevent us from experiencing Kedusha in the most profound way. The Gzeira Shmad is something that is a program that's perpetrated for a deliberate reason, La'avir al das, to see to it that the Jew will violate his religion and undermine, therefore, his Kedusha as a unique people on the world, on the face of the earth. So when Chachamim tell us that if you're looking for a root, a source for Jewish history with regard to Gzeirah Shmat, then you want to go back to the basics, back to the roots, the Shoresh is in Vayovek Ish Imo. Because this Ish, who's the Saro Shel Esav, wants to undermine the religious stature of Yaakov Avinu. The persecution here is going to be over religion, over the observance of its precepts. That's the nature of Saro Shel Esav, and that's the nature of those enemies who institute Gzeiros Shmat. Saro Shel Esav plays the role here in Vayavek Ish Imo as the paradigm of those who would perpetrate decrees against our religion simply for the purpose of getting us to violate and undermine our religion. These are the Doros of Shmad. And the prime, original root of Gzeirah Shmad, as we said, is Sarah Shalesov. So we don't have to find a milchama, a battle, exists in the natural world between, you know, the good guys fighting against the bad guys. That's not the shoresh of Gzeirah Shmad. We're looking for something that's much more spiritual, much more ethereal. We're talking about Ish Vayovek Ish Imo. That mavak, that battle, is the root that in the children, in the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, is going to represent as a paradigm the battle against those barriers and pitfalls that are placed in front of the Jewish people throughout the history to be mevatel, to undermine their kedusha, to vilify their special sanctity. And the ability of the Jew to withstand, to successfully triumph in those tests, in those difficult tribulations and tests of Shmad, of Gzeirah Shmad, really emanates from Maisa Avos, from the fact that Yaakov Avinu was successful in beating off his arch enemy, this Ish Imo, who's trying to undermine his sanctity. So when we say that the Jewish people, despite all the persecution, are able to still exist, they somehow overcome this terrible battle and this terrible confrontation, we really have to know that that takes us back to Vayovek Ish Imo. So the Siman Labanim for Gzeirah Shmad is that incident of Vayovek Ish Imo, as we saw in the name of the Medrash earlier. Chazal say that this Ish declares Vayar ki lo yuchal lo. He realizes that he will not be able to vanquish his opponent Yaakov Avinu, and therefore Noga b'yerech b'kaf yercho, and he does what he does to the hip of Yaakov Avinu, and this Vayar ki lo yuchal lo is really a creation of a nation of such tzaddikim that will come out of Yaakov Avinu in the future, that will be able to withstand and maintain their dedication, loyalty to Hashem, even b'dor shel shmad. And if we take this a little bit further, and we stretch our line out a little bit further, since Maisa Avos, in this particular incident of Yaakov Avinu, is Yaakov Avinu does not receive a bracha from Saro Shel Esav until after the battle is over. And at that point, within the context of the bracha of the Saro Shel Esav to Yaakov, Yaakov gets a name change. He becomes Yisrael. So too, with regard to the Siman Libanim of this particular incident, namely the ability of the Jew to successfully withstand and maintain his loyalty to Hashem despite the Gzeirah Shmad, the name Yisrael belongs to the Jewish nation as a result of their success in those nisyonos, those tests of the Gzeirah Shmad. So what we want to know is, through this Gzeirah Shmad, and we'll see that Chanukah is all about Gzeirah Shmad, Klal Yisrael become endowed with the name Yisrael. What does that mean? What is the deeper significance of that Siman Labanim that we said before, that just as Yisrael becomes crowned with a new name, it's no longer Yaakov, it's Yisrael, so to Klal Yisrael, as a result of their ability to withstand and not yield in the face of the Gzeiros Shmad, they become the Tohar, the name of Yisrael, now is related to Klali. So what does that mean? So we have halachos of Yeharik Vel Yavor, many different complex dinim that apply when you have to give up your life, etc., etc. But Gzera Shmad plays a very unique role within the matrix of the laws of Mesiras Nefesh. When a person is faced as a victim with a challenge in which the guy is trying, and that's his intention, lavir al adas. Now this is what we call shas hashmad, that they are out to decree and undermine the Jewish nation. In such a context, the law of Yeharik Vel Yavor applies even to Arkas of the Masani. We've discussed this in the past. The guy wants to force you to change the color of your shoelace so that you appear more like a guy than you do like a Jew because of the traditional levush of a Jew. With this Mesiras Nefesh over Arkas of the Masani, which is not a Mesiras Nefesh over the Dinim of the Mitzvah Satorah, because, you know, where do you find an Iser of changing your shoelaces? It's not the Iser itself that becomes so severe that it engenders a din of Yeharik Vel Yavor, you have to give up your life. But rather, and I'll read to you the language, Li'olam eino Iser atzmo nasa l'chamur yoser al yidei kavanah shel ma'anes, when the person who's forcing you to change your shoelace has in mind that lavuri al das, he wants to take you out of your religion, that has no impact, meaning the intention of the ma'anes, of your foe, has no bearing on the nature of the Easter itself. It doesn't make the Easter itself of changing your shoelace any more severe. The whole nature of this chiyuv mesiras nefesh is on the name Yisrael. Everything, what's at stake here is nothing but everything. What's at stake here is not a violation of the Torah law, but rather the Toar, the name of Klal Yisrael. Because since the goyim want to be Mavir Es Yisrael Al Dosam, what they really want to do is undermine the Toar of Yisrael. That Toar, that name, Yisrael Kisarisa Imal Kimva Tuchal, that indicates that the unique nature of this nation, of this people, is that they can fight against these the battles against their enemies and still remain alive, you know, maintain their existence, still stand on 2 feet. That's the Shem Yisrael. And that Shem Yisrael is endowed upon us at the moment that we succeed in the Gzeirah Shmad. Just as Yaakov Avinu gets his name change after he succeeds in holding his own against this most formidable enemy called the Ish, Fayovek Ish Imo, so too we, through the success in facing the confrontations of Gzeirah Shmad and maintaining our loyalty to Hashem, we too deserve the name Yisrael. And the name Yisrael is something that reflects the nation itself. We're not talking about the religion of the nation. I mean, in the sense, we're not talking about the mitzvot. We're not talking about Taryak. We're talking about the fact that we, the Jewish people, are a special nation. And we are called Yisrael. That's because of our ability, our fortitude, to continuously stand up against those enemies who institute decrees, Gzeirah Shmad, to try to undermine the religion that we have. And the Pachad Yitzchak points out that don't think for one moment that the Shem Yisrael is a reflection of the mitzvahs. In other words, that the minute, if you have to pinpoint a minute in time, and what I'm about to say is not correct, pinpoint the minute in time in which the Shem Yisrael emerges, it's over the dinim and the mitzvahs. That would be at the moment of Matan Torah on the 6th of Sivan. No. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about dinim and mitzvos of the Torah. We're talking about the Shem Yisrael. What's at stake here is that we have a nation that wants to completely obliterate and undermine the Shem Yisrael. And the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, says that in Birchas HaTorah we say Asher Bachar Bani Mikol HaAmim, and then we say V'nosa Lanos Toroso. And these are two different reasons for thanks, for expressing thanks. Number one, says the Gaon, Bachar Bonu Mikol HaAmim, God has chosen us amongst the nations. He hasn't yet given us the Torah. Says the Gaon, the moment of Asher Bachar Bonu, when his God is Bochar Bonu, is on the second of Sivan, when Moshe Rabbeinu declares, Vatem Tiyuli, Mamleches Kohanim, V'goy Kadosh. Moshe declares it, obviously, Shechina Medaveres Mitol Krono, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. And God is saying that you, the people of Israel, will be a Mamleches Kohanim V'goy Kadosh for me. That's Asher Bochar Bonu. That's the choice of Klal Yisrael amongst the nations. That's the Mamleches Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. That's what took place on the second of Sivan. And that's what we'll see the Avonim are going to attack through Gzeirah Shmat. If you ask me now, in Hilchos, Torah itself, meaning mitzvahs themselves, what mitzvahs are so critical that they engender Mesiris Nefesh, now you're not talking about the second of Sivan of the Bachar Banu, but you're talking about V'nasan Lanu Es Toraso on the sixth of Sivan, 4 days later, when Hashem declares, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And if we want to correlate and connect the second of Sivan and the sixth of Sivan to laws of Mesiris Nefesh, we would say the following. That there's one halach of Mesiris Nefesh, you have to give your life on certain averos and certain chatoim that are so powerful that they trump Pikuach Nefesh, and V'chai B'Hem is completely suspended. That kind of Mesiris Nefesh is the Mesiris Nefesh vis-a-vis the sixth day of Sivan, meaning the Yom Matan Torah. Because these sins are basically trying to undermine the Matan Torah, the Messina of the 613 mitzvahs. But there's a different type of Mesiris Nefesh. And that's the Mesiris Nefesh of Sha'as HaShmat. The obligation of Mesiris Nefesh is not because of the Isur, it's not engendered by any Avera. Haraya, it applies even to Yarkas of the Masani, but rather it applies to the general intention or meaning in Havaras Hadas, meaning that the non-Jews want to force us to violate our religion. This second class or category of Mesiris Nefesh of Sha'as HaShmad is related not to the sixth of Sivan, but rather to the second of Sivan. The confrontation here is about Am Yisrael. Are we a special nation? Can we call ourselves the Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh? And our enemies, in this case it's going to be the Yevanim, are going to try to undermine our Yichud, our special, unique nature as the Yisrael, the Shem Yisrael that we zocha through Mesiris Nefesh. They want to undermine that. And they are going, during Sha'as HaShmad, to be pogea in the Shem Yisrael. And this is going to be the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Purim is an attack against the mitzvah satorah. And if there's going to be on the part of Amalek any undermining of the Torah, we're going to have to accept the Torah again. There's got to be a kimu v'kiblu. Kimu v'kiblu, say Chazal. It was a new Kabbalah satorah at the time of the great salvation of Purim. However, with regard to Chanukah, we're talking not about Asher Nosan Lanu. We're not talking about the Nesina Satorah and the 613 mitzvahs that are included in the Torah. What we're talking about here is the Asher Bachar Banu, not the Asher Nosan Lanu. The Asher Bachar Banu that you have chosen us. And since every Mesiris Nefesh on a spiritual level makes a Darga, use the word Darga to refer to a spiritual level, Darga Ruchanit. And whatever Klal Yisrael are capable of, whatever potential they have to achieve a Darga Ruchanit that's sustainable, that's eternal, that's a Bas Kayoma, they can do so, they can achieve that Darga through Mesiris Nefesh. The Mesiris Nefesh of the Dar, of the generation of Shmad, of religious persecution, engenders the name of Yisrael and it intensifies the secret of the very existence of Klal Yisrael. And here we come to a new understanding of Maisa Avos Simon Labonin. Maisa Avos is not coming He says, "Kishem shemais ovis lo ba hatar Yisrael kim li achar hanitzachon al sar shal Esav." Within the context of the lives of the Avos, in this case specifically Yaakov, when does Yaakov achieve the Tar Yisrael? That's only after his victory against the sar shal Esav. So too, in the case of the children, mais ovisim lebanim, the Tar of Bal Yisrael is the chosen nation. That name will only become meaningful or long-lasting, eternal, after Klal Yisrael successfully maintains itself with Mesiris Nefesh against the Gzeros Shmad. So we start with the Gzeros Shmad of Chanukah, and what we're seeing here is a new type of Mesiris Nefesh in the case of Chanukah. It's not the Mesiris Nefesh of Purim, which is on the Asher Bachar Banu level, Kimu V'Kiblu, but rather it's the Mesiris Nefesh of Chanukah, which is all about the Shem Yisrael. All about Asher Bachar Banu, the chosenness of this people. All the Mesiris Nefesh is going to engender on behalf of Klal Yisrael a deep and profound name change, if you will. They become Yisrael. That's the Mesiris Nefesh of a Dor of Shmad. That's what inculcates into every last Jew a Shem Yisrael. And that's the Maisa of a Simul Abon. Maisa Avos is the Torah Yisrael, and that's what the Malach is going to turn back to Yaakov and pronounce that his name is no longer Yaakov, it's Yisrael. And so too, with regard to the Bonim, the generations of Jews, whenever the Jews encounter a Shas HaShmad, a Gzer Shmad, their ability to succeed engenders a reward of a Toar of Ben Yisrael. You are a member of the Jewish people. And that's Leolam Voyah, that's eternal. And why are you a member of the Jewish people? Because you are part of a Dar that successfully was omed in the great Nisayon of Gzeres Shmad. And now we come back to the question that we raised earlier about the nature of Chanukah as a day of Hodah and what's included in the word Hodah. And the Pachad Yitzchak points out that in Lashon Kodesh there are two different meanings that come together here in the word Hodah. And each one is correct unto itself. On the one hand, we thank someone, that's called Hodah. In other words, we express our Hakaras HaTov. On the other hand, the word Hodah, in addition to being thanksgiving, has an entirely different meaning. And that is to agree, to admit, to confess to something that someone else is saying. I admit that you're right. For example, if somebody comes and says, you owe me $100, then if I admit 50 out of the 100, that's a Hodah, b'miktzas, a partial Hodah on the 50. What is that Hodah? And it's spelled the exact same way. The Hodah is not thanksgiving, but the Hodah is, I recognize the facts. I admit that I owe you money. You come as a litigant with a claim. Hodah means, yeah, I owe you the money. I cannot deny it. So the question is, these two concepts, which come together in one word in Lashon Kodesh, namely the concept of thanking someone and the concept of admitting to someone else's claim against you, confessing, why are these two concepts brought together by Lashon Kodesh with one single word, Hodah? Whether it's Hodah Spaldin or it's Hodah Al Ha'avar. Hodah Spaldin means I agree, I admit that everything you claim is true, is correct. So I mask him, I give you my approval to your claim. And Hodah Al Ha'avar means to express gratitude, to be machzik tova for someone who did you a maisa chesed. To explain the integration of these two meanings into one word is not a difficult task. In the nature of man, there is hidden within him potentially a desire to recognize that I owe you one, you gave me something great, you did a chesed for me, and to recognize that I owe you one because your claim against me is true, is correct. How do we explain, again, that's what we were asking, the co-existence and the chafifut, so to speak, the shituf, the partnership here of two meanings to the same word, is because deep down in man's psyche, there is an aspiration to be independent. And when one man has to come on to another and then thank him, what he's saying is that I needed your gift. And without it, I couldn't have made it. So I'm admitting that what I thought, meaning I'm independent and I can live on our own, is not true. So when a person expresses his gratitude to his friend, and he says, Todah Rabah, then at that very moment, there's also a Das Bal Din, in which he confesses that he couldn't have done it on his own. Maybe last Shabbos I was able to make Shabbos for my own, this Shabbos I can't. And I owe you a debt of gratitude because you invited me and you hosted me for the meal. So at the same time, what I'm telling you is, you know what, I couldn't have done it without you. As independent as I'd like to believe, I would like to make myself to Robinson Crusoe, live on a deserted island alone. I can't do that. So I need your gift. And your chesed is helping me get through to the next station in life. I owe you a hodah, meaning I owe you a debt of gratitude. And at the same time, implicit here is my admission, my confession that I couldn't have done without you. That as independent as I like to boast of myself, I'm not really that independent. So the shoresh, if you will, the root in man's psyche, and it's a very profound, deep root, of any expression of gratitude is really an act of hodah. That's really what lies at the root of it. That I have to admit to you that I couldn't have done it without you. And how much more so that that's the case in a ben adam l'makom situation. We've been describing ben adam l'chavera. You know, you bestowed upon me a gift, and I owe you both a debt of gratitude, and I confess to you that I needed you, I couldn't have done without you. That's all in the human ben adam l'makom sphere. What happens in ben adam? I'm sorry, in the ben adam l'chavera sphere. What happens in the ben adam l'makom sphere? And the same thing is true. Man's desire for independence, to be able to do it on his own, really conceals a kochi v'otzem yadi philosophy. Man wants to say, I can do it. It builds him up. And when he receives something from someone else, it sort of lowers, it depresses him, because he has to confess that he needed his friend. You know, there's a famous song that is the authorship of which is attributed by legend to Rav Yitzchak, to the Bardichava, Rav Levi Yitzchak mi Bardichav, and that's called Dudala, in which you say, Meirav du, Mizrach du, wherever I look, in every direction is God. But really, we can say the following, that there are some people that they sing to the Borei Olam, Dudala, that I find you in the Mizrach, you know, God is here, God is there, God is everywhere. But there are other people who sing an ichala, not a dudala. Dudala means you, God. The ichala means I'm in the Mizrach, I'm in the Meirav. I want to feel the kochiv yotzim yadi. I want a sense of greatness and glory because I'm the hero that did everything. And when a person comes to bring a karban todah and to thank Hashem, he's also being moder that Hashem, you saved me. You know, without you, I couldn't have done it. And this really sheds a light on the concept of Hodah with regard to Chanukah. We have the Birchas Hodah in Shmoneh Esrei. And if we read the Birchas Hodah of Modim very carefully, we're going to see two dimensions which parallel the two meanings of Hodah and will reflect on the nature of Achiyuv of Hodah and Chanukah. In Modim we say the following. After we say Modim Anachdu Lach, then we say Nodilacha Unesaper Tilasecha. So on the one hand, open with modim and aftulach sha'ato, etc., etc. And on the other hand, we say nodu lechal chayenu hamesurim biyadecha. In both cases, we're using the same shorish, the same word hodah, but we're using it in two different conjugations, but more fundamentally in two different meanings. The first one of modim anachnu loch means we thank you, Hashem. There's a hachzokas tova. We owe you a debt of gratitude for everything that you've done for us. Therefore, nesaper tilasecha. Excuse me, therefore, modim achlo sha'ata, we go on and we enumerate all that you've done for us. God, we owe you one, big time, because you've been great to us, you've been so kind to us. But then we go on to say, no delecha unesaper tilasecha. And you'll see the difference, because after the no delecha, we're going to say, al chayenu amesurim biyadecha. Notice that in the first case, modim anachnu loch sha'ata, with a shin. In the second case, it's al chayenu, with an aleph. What's the difference between the shin and the aleph? In the case of hachzokas tova, that you did such a great thing for me, then what we say, al. Right? Nodu lecha, al. But when we're trying to say that I admit that what you maintain is true, and I confess that that's true, it comes from you and not from me, then we say shin, with a shin. Like, for example, Reuven is moda to Shimon. Right? He admits this to Shimon's claim. So we say, moda Reuven l'Shimon sheh chayav l'Shimon, that he has to pay, Masayim Zuzah, whatever it is. So the word shin, which appears in the Sefer, Odas Baldin. It's a confession of on the part of the defendant regarding the claim of the litigant, the plaintiff. The plaintiff is saying, hey, you owe me something. And now the defendant is answering and responding, yes, I admit that I owe it to you. That's called no delecha sheh. We'll get a sitter and we'll read the Nusach inside. It'll become a little bit more clear. So the opening ratio of modim anachnu loch sha'ata, that's odas baldin, of Reuven saying to Shimon, yeah, I admit to you, sheh, that I owe you the money. However, in the Sefer, nodul chorosaper tilosecha al chayenu, now it's really habas todas, hachzokas tova, I express my gratitude, al, for the following list of things, chayenu, nishmosenu, nisecha shebchol yom, niflosecha, and so forth and so on. But the opening hodah of modim anachnu loch sheh really fits into this unique category, which we call hodah b'mishpat or hodah spaldin, and the sheh really says that, you know what, I admit that you are my God, you are my salvation, I can't do it on my own, I need you. And then when we say later on, al is like avur, for, it means, nodulcha al chayenu amesir bedecha, that's called bringing a carbon totem. Rashi, in his interpretation of the name Yehuda, which is given by Leah, hapam odes Hashem, Rashi says, natalti yoser michelki. In other words, the Todah, the thanks of Leah for getting the fourth child, I'm sorry, for getting the third child, my mistake, is a Hodas Baldin. She's not just saying thank you to Hashem, but rather she's saying that I don't deserve, this is more than my portion, more than my chelik. And therefore, what's included in her hodah is hodah spaldin, that she doesn't deserve this. You've given me more than I deserve. And I think we can now answer the question, why is it that Chanukah, of all holidays, is the single holiday of hodah? Hodah defines the essence of the holiday. We don't find such a kvius in any other moed, except for Chanukah. And the answer is because the Kriya Shem Yisrael, which Yaakov achieved after his success over Sarah Shal Esav in Vayavik Ish Imo is, according to Chachamim, Hodelo ala brachos. Hodelo ala brachos. By changing the name of Yaakov to Yisrael, this Sarah of Esav is bestowing a bracha on Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov's response is Hodah. He appreciates the bracha. And so too, Maisa Avasim Labanim, just as Yaakov is responding to the bracha with a Hodah, so too Klal Yisrael, whenever they face the Vayavek Ish Ima, which we said is the Shas Hashmad, the Sima Labonim of this Maisa Ovis, the Shas Hashad, and they are omed in this Nisayan of Shma, of Gzeirah Shmad. Whenever they do so, then there is a Hodah in the Brach of Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, through the success in Shas Hashmad, are granted, are crowned, they merit the name Yisrael, which is a great bracha, and then there is the response of Hodah ala brachos. That's the issue of Chanukah. The nature and the essence of the salvation of Chanukah is the first episode in the history of Knesset Yisrael of the Mesiras Nefesh, of a Shas Hashmad, because the goyim want to be Maver al Das. And therefore, Chanukah, by its very definition, in commemoration of that Mesiras Nefesh, and of that Yeshua, Chanukah itself includes, in its very essence, the Hodah. And what is this Hodah? Again, it's got two parts to it. On the one hand, it's the Sar of Esav, who is Modo Das Baldin. He admits, he confesses that Yisrael is unique. You know, the enemies of the Jewish people wanted to undermine us and say that we are like any other nation. There's nothing unique about us. They wanted the attack of the Asher Bachar Banu, of the second of Sivan, of the Am Kadosh, and Am Skula. That they couldn't admit, they couldn't tolerate that. But as a result of Klal Yisrael successfully maintaining their existence despite the Gzeiros of Shmad, the Sarei Esav have to admit, they have to confess that yes, there is something special and unique, there is some Skula to Knesset Yisrael. What is our response? What is the response of Knesset Yisrael? They return a Hodah. If the Sarah Shal Esav is going to say, yes, you are Yisrael, Vasarisalam Kivatuchal, you are special, a unique nation of Israel, then Yaakov Avinu and his children in the Sima Labanim will respond with Hodah and say, you know what? Thank you for this bracha. And this is what Chanukah is koveah. The Hodah, the essence of the establishment of Chanukah is to be koveah this unique Chovas Hodah. We now have been zochah to the Shem Yisrael because of our success in the Nisayon of Shmad. Comes Chanukah and says, you know what? As we say in the Alanisim, Kavu Shmonis Yimei Chanukah LaHodos. The Hallel is something that we find in common to many different Moedim, many different Zmanim. But Hodah is more than Hallel. Hodah means that we recognize the great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He saved us through these miracles. We are called Yehudim, B'Lashon Hodah. That's the name of our nation. Why? Because we are constantly involved in Hodah to thank Hashem and recognize, acknowledge all the greatness that He bestowed upon the Mos Chassadim. But at the same time, we have to realize that in the root of the name Yehudi, or the Chiyuv Hodah, is Hodah Spaldin, Al Yidei Asher, because, and it's a result of this Hodah Spaldin, that we were Zoche. We are called Yehudim, that's the name of our nation, because of the fourth son of Leah. When she got more than her chelek, there were four mothers, there should have been three children to each, and she gives birth to Yehuda, her fourth son, she calls him Yehuda. That Yehuda, that name is Hodas Baal Din. She is admitting that she's getting more than her chelek. And the same thing applies to Hodah of Chanukah. Even though fundamentally and primarily the inyan of Chanukah, of Hodah and Chanukah, is to bring a carbon totem to thank Hashem for the Nisim, for the Yeshua, for saving us. But in its root, the Hodah of Chanukah has hidden deep down inside of it the Hodah Asfal Din. That as a result of mysterious nefesh of Klal Yisrael against Avaras Hadas of the Shas Hashmad, we really compel, we force the Sarah Shalesov to be Moda Odas Baal Din, that we deserve the name Yisrael. Lo Yaakov Yomar Od Shimcha Kiyim Yisrael. And the Chacham say, Malamed Shahoda Lo Ala Brachos, that he, the Sarah Shalesov, confessed that the Brachos belong to us. Initially, the Sarah Shalesov said, you know what? You stole the brachos, Yaakov Avinu, and that engenders my hatred and my enmity to you. But now, as a result of Sarah Shalesov battling, as it were, against Yaakov Ayavavik Ishima, and that represents the Shmad of all generations, and yet Yaakov is Sarisa Melkim and Tuchal, he's able to sustain himself and successfully come out of this battle against the Shmad elements, then the Sarah Shalesov admits, you know what, you deserve the bracha. The name Yisrael is yours. That's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is a celebration commemorating the victory of Shas HaShmad, the ability of the Jew to withstand and be unyielding despite in the face of the terrible Shmad, the attack against Asher Bachar Banu, the inability of the Jew hater to tolerate that we are the Am Skula Goy Kodesh, we are the chosen and holy nation. And he fights and he confronts us with that battle to remove our status, undermine that claim that we have to be a special, unique nation, and Am Kadosh. And when he sees that he fails, and the Jewish people prevail, and they're unyielding, and they win the battle, and they win the Nisayon, with that success, the Sarah Shalesov, the archetype of the enemy of the Jewish people, confronts us throughout the generations, is forced to admit, Lahodos al brachos, we had a right to take the brachos from Esav, we are deserving of the name Yisrael. And that's why Hodah defines the essence of Chanukah. Chanukah is the celebration of Asher Bachar Banu. Chanukah is the commemoration of the Jewish nation succeeding B'Shas HaShmad to maintain themselves and their identity. Chanukah is the celebration of the Hodah of our enemies to the brachos that we are the unique people of Hashem Asher Bachar Banu. When they admit that, that's called Hodah. Chanukah, therefore, is essentially the Chag of Hodah. We thank Hashem for saving us. We laud Hashem and recognize with a great deep sense of gratitude that He, with a capital H, has bestowed on us the ability of Kisarisa, the power to face up against our enemies, the ability to get the enemies to fall on all four and on their knees and confess, Hodah Asbal Din, yes, you deserve the name of Shem Yisrael. That's the Yehudi of Hodah. That's the Yehudi who says, I thank Hashem wherever I look, wherever I turn, all the Yeshuos, all the existence that I maintain is all a result of you, Hashem. I recognize you, Hashem, as the source. I acknowledge. So it's on the one hand, the modim anachnu loch she'ata, which means there's a hodah that you, the people of Israel, deserve the Shem Yisrael. And at the same time, it's the holiday of nodelecha nesaper tilosecha. That's why the Alanisim concludes itself with kavu shmonus yemei Chanukah de lahodos lahalel, not just the halel of all the holidays, but also the hodah, the unique hodah, that as a result of the Amidah b'Nisayon of the Shas HaShmad, may it be His will that we, the people of Israel, will continue to maintain our unique nature and character as the Am Kadosh, the skula relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael will become even more intense and profound. And the Asher Bachar Banu will be recognized by all the nations of the world. That will be their Hodas Baldin to our unique rights and merits and being deserving of the shame Yisrael as a unique nation. We in turn will recognize all the greatness, the goodness that Hashem has done for us, bestowed upon us, all the chesed, all the nisim. That's the kfius of Chanukah and the essence of Chanukah, as you may, Hallel v'hodah, Kein Yiratzon.